tongue-tied. Don't fall for me, farm boy. I don't have time for you. Lois Lane to Clark Kent. Lois and Clark. She'd be sitting in the desk, four rows in front of mine, little strands of blonde hair hanging loose from her ponytail, when the tidal wave struck St. Joseph's Catholic School, plaster crumbling, aisles flooding, and me without a phone booth, forced to slip into my red boots and trunks under cover of the pull-down Bible Lands map. After shouldering the weight of thousands of tons of falling brick, I'd freeze the water into an iceberg with a blast of my super breath, and then fly my classmates to higher ground, starting with that girl whose desk I passed without ever asking for pen or paper or Saturday matinee, her fingers cupping my shoulders as I set her safely down in Point Park, still breathing in my cape, wanting to know who I was and where was I from, and not a peep out of me as I swooped back into the sky, the need for words having been forever washed away.